So file this one under good news. Well, interestingly good news, something that turned out to be good. There's a restaurant called 11 Madison Park that's in New York. It was rated the number one restaurant in the world back in 2017. The owner of the restaurant, Daniel Hum, was this guy who had this big concept and had all these interesting ideas that he was doing as this giant space. But during the pandemic, of course, he had to shut down. So he had to close his restaurant, close his doors, and shut it down. And he realizes that it's going to be a problem to reopen. You know, there's a lot of questions about how it's going to happen. And even if he did reopen it, it would take millions of dollars to get it back up and running, get everything back up. He has a lot of equipment in there. He does a lot of concept stuff. He does a lot of interesting things. It's this space he really has to upkeep, and he has to bring back his staff. The way it turns out, he had a lot of staff that were people who came in from overseas and were here on work visas. And because they can't work, they had to go home, so he can't bring them back. People have to understand his concept in order to sell it, so it's a really difficult thing to decide to reopen. So he's trying to decide if it makes sense. So he's got, you know, he's got this restaurant, and he's thinking about it, and he's actually out riding his bike a couple of times, and he's kind of thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So he realized, you know, he probably wasn't aware enough of what was going on in the world, and that was part of the problem, that he wasn't prepared for shutting down. So he went ahead and he started thinking about what it was going to take to reopen and what he could do. He actually also was on the board of a group called Rethink Food that's in New York. That's it fights the escalating issues around hunger. And he realized that to be able to create, to be able to do something good in the community was going to take a little bit of effort, and he could be a part of that. So he went to one of the large lenders and asked for $250,000 to get started. And what he started doing, and I guess he got some loans from the state of New York too, in the city of New York, was to begin producing meals for 3,000 people a day through his kitchen. So he's doing some good in his community. He realized that the answer for him was very simple: go out there and do some good. So he got the loan, he opened his restaurant back up for catering, basically, and produces 3,000 meals a day that he provides to people around the community. And it's just that thing where he had what he called the light bulb moment, where he realized that he could do this for people. And, you know, because of the concept of his restaurant, it was only an 80-seat restaurant, and, you know, it's a very big space and a lot of things he has to do. He was feeding really the 1% of the population, the very top percent. And he realizes that now, he says, the infrastructure to end hunger needs to come out of the restaurants. Any way that EMP, this 11 Madison Park, reopens, and it's like a blank canvas right now, we would need to redefine what luxury means. It will also be an opportunity to continue to feed people who don't have anything. I don't need to only feed the 1% anymore. Found that really interesting. And the article itself comes from Bloomberg, so full credit to them for putting this together. But I just thought that was really neat. It's a good story of someone who turned this pandemic into something good. He turned it around for himself and figured out how to make something bigger than himself out of it. And that's what I encourage everyone to do who listens to this. Don't only think about yourself. Think about the bigger picture and what else you can do in your world, in your community, and how you can help out in some way.